poll, nearly one-third of voters believe they may have to take up arms against the United States government. By A.W.R. Hawkins on July 25, 2022. A poll conducted by University of Chicago's Institute of Politics shows nearly one-third of American voters believe they may have to take up arms against the United States government. The poll of 1,000 registered voters was conducted from May 19 to May 23 among 1,000 registered voters. The margin of error is plus or minus 3.53 percentage points, The Hill reports. Republican pollster Neil Newhouse and Democratic pollster Joel Benenson, with input from students at the Institute of Politics, conducted the survey. On July 24, The Hill reported the pollsters found that 28% of all voters, including 37% of gun owners, agreed it may be necessary at some point soon for citizens to take up arms against the government. When responses were broken down by party affiliation, the poll showed 33% of Republican voters and 35% of independent voters believe it may be necessary to take up arms. One in every five Democrat voters believe they may have to take up arms as well. The poll shows that nearly half of American voters, 49%, agree with the statement that they more and more feel like a stranger in my own country. A majority of American voters agree with the statement claiming the United States government is corrupt and rigged against everyday people like me. While this view was most prominent among Republicans and self-identified conservatives, even 51% of voters who call themselves very liberal also agreed. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. Reach him at herhawkins@breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.